And if you would allow me to share screen. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission's Mechanical Tech meeting of Monday, November 24th, 2025. And first order of business is to review our teleconference participation process. Just be aware of background noises. Please keep your devices silenced and muted. If you're on a phone, do not put yourself on hold. Please wait to speak until I invite you to do so at the appropriate times. Public comment is limited to 3 minutes per person, and please use the raise hand icon if you wish to speak. And please remember to lower it. It helps me keep track of the queue of who has spoken and who has not. Please state your name each time you speak, and TAC members, of course, when making and seconding motions. All right, with that, I'm going to go ahead and review the, or we'll first determine that we have a quorum present. Commissioner John David. He's here, so I'm going to mark him present. Oscar Calleja.
I'm here.
Elizabeth Gull.
Here.
Ben Griffin.
Here.
All right. Okay, Gary Griffin. All right, Joe Griner.
Jeff. Gary Griffin, he sends an alternate. Brian, is Brian on the line?
Brian who?
Brian Mo.
What's the last name, Mo?
M-U-M-M-E, Mu. And I don't see him on.
Okay. All right. Joe Griner. Alex Hernandez.
Here.
B. Locke.
Here.
Donnie Pittman.
Here.
Pete Quintela.
I am here.
Okay. Rick Sims. Okay, somebody joined by phone. If you are on the phone and haven't yet identified yourself, there's one person, caller 9, if you could identify yourself. Heck, this thing changed something.
It might be me, Lucas Parsons, Carlton Fields.
Alright, so number 9 is, or the gentleman was Lucas, somebody. Okay, I'm going to check one more time whether Brian Mooney's here for Gary Griffin or Joe Griner or Rick Sims.
I see Brian.
You do?
Yeah.
Where?
It's on.
Oh, yeah. I see. Gotcha.
What was Carlton's last name?
Right, in that case, it doesn't matter. Whatever the first name was. So we have 9 members present. We have from DBPR, we have Norman Bellamy, Alan Burke, Sabrina Evans, Jim Hammers, Mo Madani, and Justin Vogel. And today's agenda is to approve the agenda minutes and then to provide the commission with your recommendation regarding a Deck Statement DS 2025-041 by Alfonso Fernandez Fraga of Initial Engineers PA, and then take any public comment. Unless there's any questions, is there a motion? And a second by name to approve the agenda as posted.
Alex Hernandez, motion to approve. Minutes.
Lock, second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 You opposed? Right. It's unanimous. All right. The October 10th, 2025 meeting minutes have been posted electronically. Unless anybody has any corrections or additions, is there a motion to accept the previous meeting minutes by name and a second, please?
Alex Hernandez, motion to approve.
Thank you, Alex. Folks, I need a second. Come on.
Oscar, second.
All right, we have a motion and a second to accept the meeting minutes from the October 10th, 2025. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Like sign. All righty, then let's get on to the business at hand. And I'm going to first review. This is DS-2025-041 by Alfonso Fernandez Fraga of Initial Engineers, PA. I'm going to review the process that we use. Staff will provide analysis. It rotates sometimes between Mo for technical and Justin for legal. TAC members have an opportunity for clarifying questions. Please use the raise hand icon if you want to ask anything. A clarifying question means something you don't understand about it, not a discussion or a comment. The petitioner will have an opportunity to do their presentation. They'll have 5 minutes. I'll provide a 1 minute warning. Use the raise hand icon if you wish to take advantage of that, petitioner. Then TAC members, if you have any clarifying questions of the petitioner, that's the time to ask. Clarifying questions, as I said, are restricted to clarification. If a question is asked of a TAC member, the respondent should only answer the question and not elaborate or take the opportunity to expand on their perspective. After that, we'll have public comment, 3 minutes per person. Again, please use the raise hand icon. And folks, please remember to lower it as soon as I call your name so that way we can keep track of the queue. And then the TAC will have a discussion and have a recommendation to the commission regarding answering the deck statement. All right, does anybody have any questions regarding the process we're going to use? And I don't need to share any more, Jim, thank you. All right, in that case, we're going to go ahead and start. And Mo, if you go ahead and provide staff's analysis, please.
Yeah, good morning, this is Mo Mandani. Jim, share the screen, please. As stated by Jeff, the subject of this meeting is DS-2025-041, Initial Engineers. The petitioner, Alex Fraga, mainly is seeking a declaratory statement regarding competing control operational requirements of Section 606.2 and 606.4 of the Florida Building Code Mechanical versus ASHRAE 15 as referenced in Section 1101.6 of the Mechanical Code. The background is very simple. As per petitioner, the building in question is a doctor's office where a direct expansion air conditioning system with APUL refrigerant is required. The project's mechanical system is a high probability system as defined in ASHRAE 15. In general, the reference both sections, section 102.4, which is really the subject of this deck statement, which says really under section 102.4.1 conflict, for a conflict occur between provisions of this code and reference code and standard, the provision of this code shall apply. The Florida Mechanical Code, I gave you the related section here. The one I want to bring to your attention is section 606.4, control operation. It says upon activation, the smoke detector shall shut down all operational capabilities of the air distribution system. With regard to ASHRAE 15, as referenced in Chapter 11 of the Mechanical Code, ASHRAE 15 is mainly, if you review Section 7.6, 7.6, 7.1.1 may require that a refrigerant detector to energize air circulation in the event of the of a refrigerant leak. And so these are the things that mainly of the subject of this declaratory statement. In terms of staff analysis, the question is as follows: is when the smoke detector and the refrigerant leak detector are both activated, should the 606.4 shutdown requirement supersede the ASHRAE run requirement? The petitioner take on this is mainly stated that I believe the answer to the question is that 606.4 supersedes ASHRAE 15. The condition being enumerated by 606.4 suggests that a fire is already present, whereas ASHRAE 15's requirements are attempts to prevent fire or mitigate its spread. The code mandates that deals with and extend fire should take precedence over mandates that intended to prevent fire. So that's really option one in terms of an answer from the petitioner. The staff is somewhat in agreement with the petitioner, however, presents the following answer. The answer to the petitioner's question is yes. Pursuant to section 102.4.1 of the Florida Building Code, Building 8 Edition 2023, where conflict occurred between provisions of the FBC and reference code and standard, the provision of the Florida Building Code shall apply. Therefore, for the project in question, when the smoke detector and the refrigerant leak detectors are both activated, the shutdown requirement of section 606.4 of the Florida Building Code Mechanical 8 Edition 2023 supersedes that of ASHRAE 15 run requirements. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Mo. Does any TAC member have any clarifying questions, something that you don't understand about the petition or about staff's analysis, I mean? Yeah, I don't see any hands up, so I'm going to go to the petitioner, which is Alfonso Fernandez Fraga. Is Alfonso here? And do you want to speak? All right, you can have up to 5 minutes. I'll give you about a 1 minute warning. Go ahead and start. Give your name and representation, and I'll start the time, please. We're not actually hearing you if you're speaking, Alfonso. Yeah, we see you raising your, waving your hand. But you don't have any audio. And you're not muted from our end or apparently from your end, so there's something, maybe your volume on your computer's not on or however you've got it set up. Alfonso, are you not able to get, if you can't get your computer to work, you could call in on your phone to do the audio part. What is your plan? You can, if you need to, you can type something into the chat. Well, let me ask you a quick question. Are you supportive of staff's recommendation? And you'd be happy with that, correct? All right, he's indicated that he is. So on that basis, there's no obligation for you to do anything, any additional discussion. You're fine with that, okay? Is there any other member of the public that wishes to comment on this deck statement? Seeing none, I'm going to come to the TAC for a motion and an action. It seems the motion would be to recommend that the commission adopt the mechanical tax recommendation, which is the commission adopt staff analysis regarding the question and petition. Petitioner indicates that he's fine with that. Is there a motion from a TAC member?
Motion lock.
Alex Hernandez.
All right, we have a motion and a second to adopt staff's analysis and recommendation regarding the petition. Is there any discussion on that? All right, hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? All right, so that would be a unanimous vote on a 9-0 basis. Is there any other public comment? So please use the raise hand icon or staff or committee member. Seeing none, I'm going to turn it to our chairman, Commissioner John, to state that we stand adjourned.
We stand adjourned.
Thank you, folks.